Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Today. Hey, besties! Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. If you have ever said, I'll sleep when I'm done, you've probably realized by now that you'll never be done. So today we are chatting about why sleep is not lazy, it is essential. We've got a doctor in to talk about how sleep affects our heart health, and he's going to tell us how many hours we should actually be getting. Spoiler alert, it's probably more than you're actually getting right now, okay? And I've already got my PJs on because the nap bar is here. They are bringing a virtual reality rest experience that I have just got to try, because if we can't go to bed on our own, we'll just have to have a little technology tuck us in. It looks so cool. But before we get to that, welcome Dr. Ahmed El-Sherbini, cardiologist with Houston Methodist Clear Lake. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me today.
This is such an important chat because a lot of times we run around and we think we don't need sleep, but it's really key to our heart health. Yeah. What have you seen being a cardiologist when it comes to sleep in your heart?
So, you know, like it's always, we always like check for cholesterol, always check for blood pressure, but actually sleep is the third pillar for health, heart health, basically.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, this is something else important that we should be keeping an eye out on. Okay. So what are some of the risk factors when it comes to not getting enough sleep?
So when you are not getting enough sleep at night, you know, your inflammation increase, your cortisol level increase, your body is not able to control the blood sugar the way it should, and your heart is not able to get enough rest at night. Because, you know, like the night, the sleep is basically the time where the heart's like relax and recover from working all day. Mm-hmm. So the heart rate starts to slow down and your blood pressure dips down so that it can give chance to the heart and the blood vessel to recover. So if it didn't recover overnight, as I said, like the inflammation increased, the blood pressure stayed elevated the whole day, and this can increase the risk for having heart attack, stroke, heart failure, and irregular heartbeats and atrial fibrillation, other things.
Oh, wow. Okay. And we don't want any of those problems.
Definitely. Yeah.
Are there signs that we are already feeling the effects of lack of sleep?
Definitely, yeah. So as I said, like the studies have shown like people who have not sleeping less than 6 hours regularly, they have higher chance to have heart attack. Mm. And it's also like linked to more risk of stroke. And you know, like poor sleep at night is definitely linked to irregular heartbeats and arrhythmia, and specifically atrial fibrillation.
Okay, so is there anything that I might feel if I know that I'm not getting enough sleep, other than tired? We know I'm gonna feel tired. Is there anything else that I might experience, or will it just be like all of this buildup and then next thing you know, I'm having a heart attack?
So unfortunately, you know, like sometimes people, they are not aware that they are not sleeping enough at night. Because, you know, like for example, sleep apnea, for example, it's more common like with females, especially like females that after menopause, they have higher risk for having sleep apnea, for example.
Oh, I did not realize that.
And a lot of time it doesn't present like by snoring and stuff like this. Sometimes people can have sleep apnea, but they don't snore at night. Mm. Sometimes they can just feel like having morning headaches, feeling anxious during the day, having mood change, stuff like this, rather than the more classic symptoms of sleep apnea, like having snoring at night, feeling like gasping for air in the middle of the night, stopping breathing, having dry mouth in the day, feeling fatigue during the day, requiring to take frequent naps. Sometimes it's not like presenting with the classic symptoms.
So
sleep is one of the things like direct our attention for heart health by like having good diet and good exercise, but actually having good sleep is very essential for having healthy heart. And the good thing is that it's for free.
There we go. We like that. We got a budget to keep. Okay, so sleep is all the way up here with diet and nutrition, but you might have a harder time if you are going through menopause or perimenopause, maybe having night sweats, things like that. Mm-hmm. So is that what's causing that sleep apnea, or is it something else tied to it?
No, definitely. You know, like females have a higher risk for having poor sleep at night because of the hormonal changes. They are taking care of the kids. Imagine this women like out there juggling like between taking care of the kids' work and aging parents. They are running all the time, only on 5 or 6 hours sleep every day. Mm-hmm. Of course, they are at higher risk for having complications from heart disease just because of having poor sleep at night.
Of course, because they got too much on their plate.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so you've given me a hint here. 5 and 6 is not enough.
No.
But we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out how much sleep we should actually be getting. Okay, you don't want to miss this. We'll be right back. It is time to sleep to save your life, okay? We've got a cardiologist here, Dr. El Shabini, joining us once again to talk about why sleep is so important. Okay, here's the thing. People always want to know, how much sleep should I be getting? So is there a magic number to make sure that we are doing the right thing for our hearts?
So adults should sleep at least 7 to 9 hours according to the American Heart Association, actually.
Okay.
And it's not only, of course, like it's not only the quantity, it's also the quality is very important.
Hmm.
So people sometimes they can go to sleep, but they are not having the good quality of sleep.
Okay.
So sometimes people, they have sleep apnea, they struggling during the night to keep their air level, like oxygen levels, stable, and this will put like a lot of stress on the heart and the blood vessels.
Huh. Okay, so what is quality sleep? Like, I know when I'm having a good sleep, but is there like a medical gauge for what quality sleep is?
So roughly, like people, when they wake up from sleep, they should be feeling refreshed. If they are waking up from sleep after sleeping 8 hours and they're still feeling tired and fatigued, definitely there is something wrong.
Hmm. So what should they do if that keeps happening? And, you know, they think that maybe I'm just not sleeping right at night. Do I need another mattress? Like, where do you even start? Because there are so many factors when it comes to getting good sleep.
So definitely, if we have any question about like sleep apnea nowadays, they can discover like they can check about the sleep apnea by doing the home sleep study. They know a lot of times sleep apnea, you can check it just by having you sleep at night at home, and you will be monitored by some simple devices. You don't have to go and sleep in sleep lab or anything like this.
Okay.
And this will be something like screening. But definitely if someone waking up in the morning after having like 8 hours sleep, but they don't feel refreshed, they feel like fatigued and tired, having headaches and stuff like this, definitely they need to be checked out.
Mm, okay, so are we starting with our primary care doctor on this journey?
Right, exactly. Primary care physicians, they are all like familiar with sleep apnea nowadays.
Got it. Okay. What are some of the other things that people can be doing to mm-hmm. improve their sleep or even just prioritize it?
So definitely having a set time for you to go to bed and set time for you to wake up and make it regularly like this, that's very important so that you can adjust your biological clock so that your hormones and everything can be steady all the time and not like changing from night to night. And the other thing, like other recommendations, of course, avoid any caffeinated drinks for the last 6 hours before you go to bed. Avoid screen time like 1 hour before going to bed as well. Don't eat any heavy meals or any meals before bed by 2 hours or so. Keeping the room a little bit cooler at night helps you to sleep better.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
of course, like dark rooms at night, of course, keeping it in dark and quiet at night is essential as well.
Mm, I love those tips. You know, I know somebody who would agree with all of those, okay? It's my bestie, Kalia Guillory. She's actually bringing the nap bar here so that I can get some rest through virtual reality. We're gonna see how this works for me, okay? You guys are gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go to sleep. Welcome back. And good night. I'm going to bed. not exactly.
Night-night.
We have our virtual reality rest experience brought to us by Napbar. The founder, Kalia Guillory, here. You're also a wellness consultant, so you help people get their rest.
Oh, yes. Oh,
we need you so much in our lives. So what is this experience exactly?
So this is our Zero Gravity, and it's in collaboration with our good friends with Casper, a Zero Gravity bed. That's why you see your legs are elevated, your back part is elevated, because it's like taking a nap on a cloud. It's giving your muscles a chance to relax and just chill. They don't have to work because you've been working hard.
Yes, I have. I like the sound of that. Nap on a cloud.
Nap on a cloud. And then when we couple it with a virtual reality experience where we take you to serene locations all over the world, it helps your heart rate go down. It reduces your stress, so you're no longer in this fight or flight mode, and it helps you just relax.
Yes. Now, why did you want to create this? All of that sounds fantastic, so I know why I want it, but why did you want to create these experiences?
Because we are overworked, and listen, you cannot sleep binge and outwork burnout, and the world is on burnout right now. So this was created so that we could just take a 5-minute pause in the middle of the day just to help us get back to calm, reduce ourselves, and get ready to tackle the rest of whatever's on the agenda.
Okay, all right, I'm ready to get into it, ma'am.
So, question for you, what is your stress level between 1 to 10, 10 being your highest right now?
Okay,
because we're on Chatting with Chelsea.
I mean, yes. But you know, getting ready for the show and all of that, you know, I think I'm about a 7 right now.
Okay.
About a 7, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to remember that 7.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll put this on. You're going to be good to go.
Now, do you take this to people's houses, or where can we
So namely, this? We focus on corporations, college campuses, corporations, hospitals, you name it, anywhere sleepy people are, that's where we go.
Oh, okay, we're everywhere, I'll tell you that.
I'm gonna slide this on.
All right, very cool.
And we do pop-ups, so literally music festivals, anywhere where people need rest.
Okay.
Is it comfortable?
Oh yeah, that's comfortable.
Okay, so you can relax.
I can relax now.
Put your head back.
So nice.
So now you are orbiting space.
I see all the stars.
You see the stars.
Why is this immediately relaxing?
I heard it in your voice, friend.
I just went down like several notches.
I feel it. So you are now just circling the earth. That is my voice you hear to help you calm and narrate down so you can get into yourself.
It's beautiful here.
Most people want to stay there. And you can continue to see yourself just going over the earth and just disconnecting from whatever things you had to do before getting to this moment. Maybe you had a boss that was a challenging meeting, or someone might have had a challenging phone call or a meeting. This will help you just get regrounded, get back to self, and chill.
I actually feel weightless right now.
That's what we want.
So cool. This is a zero gravity part.
And
that's
the part I was talking about. You haven't even done this, I don't even think, a minute or close to it, and you already feel it.
Oh my gosh.
And then you hear the breath work that I'm guiding you through. That's just to help you stay centered. So you're inhaling for 4 seconds. You hold it. Then you're going to exhale for 6 seconds. Let the air fall out. And inhale your 4. We're gonna embrace calmness. We're gonna hold it and then release it. Anything that no longer serves you.
I'm letting it all go.
Yeah.
What is that smell in the air too?
That smell in the air is the exclusive scent for Napbar. You can only get it at Napbar. It is our Pillow Talk scent.
So good. Perfect pairing.
Perfect pairing. I love that. Keep telling them.
So
you should feel the tension in your shoulders and your... I literally saw your shoulders just drop a second ago. Now you are seeing a mountain. Are you seeing the mountain and you are overseeing the sky?
Seeing trees.
There we go.
Clouds.
It's so peaceful here.
Don't you want to just hang out there?
People don't want to leave.
Yeah, like this is where you can live temporarily. It's because you're recovering. You are giving your body and your brain a chance to resync with each other.
And it feels like all the things that were bothering me or on my mind earlier in the day, they don't even matter right now.
What things?
Like what? Problems don't exist.
What problems?
Where are we?
They're
this
gone.
Wonderful place.
I'm in utopia.
So good. We have a story going.
There's a story going on right now. So you can choose or select how long you want the story to be. It could be a 3-minute story, a 5-minute story, a 10-minute story. And right now, I believe I'm narrating that the main character in the story is about to take a nap. She feels the wind behind her.
Made me want to close my eyes and just roll over right now. Really good.
Go ahead, friend. You can do it. I'll guide you. I'll make sure.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Sink a little deeper.
Yourself.
This is so nice.
We could kick your shoes off if you like.
Okay. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Let's get done with that. Where we go?
This is really good. Y'all are not going to get me to do anything else today.
Blame it on nap bar.
Yes, we're going to blame it on the nap bar.
But you know, also studies suggest that when you take a midday pause, it also increases your productivity. Like specifically a nap, NASA did a study on sleepy military pilots and astronauts and found a 26-minute nap reset increases your productivity by up to 34% and alertness by 54%. So,
wow, that is huge.
If it's good for NASA, it's good for us.
So really, I feel like companies should be looking into how they can get their employees to nap more.
My phone should be ringing off the hook.
That much productivity getting done.
In a short amount of time. People don't need more upskilling. They need to be able to rest.
Yes. Look, I can't even raise my voice right now. I'm so relaxed. If somebody did me wrong at work, I wouldn't even react.
It's like, okay, that's fine.
It all just falls away.
It doesn't even matter, friend.
It really doesn't.
Because you could tell them you were just on the mountain with the wind whispering in your ears.
Man, what have been the reactions you've been getting from people when you take this to festivals and things like that?
Your reaction, so I just saw you ride it at Afrotech, and we had a line literally every day. The supply was outweighing our demand. Our demand was outweighing our supply. And it's just the reality of being able to get a calm setting in the middle of chaos. So in the middle of chaos and just hectic and schedules and deadlines, to gift ourselves 5 to 10 minutes to do something like this, people just couldn't believe it. I had one guy say, there's no way you'll be able to calm me down. There's no way, not in a short amount of time. Chelsea, he fell asleep during the experience.
Oh my gosh.
I had to wake him up and shake him a little bit. Like, sir, remember you said there's no way? Well, you were just over here snoring a little bit, sir. Like a little baby bear. You were just snoring.
That was a challenge that you accepted.
Except I was like, done.
Delivered. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Man, what are some other benefits we might see other than boosting our productivity if we are able to do a little rest during our days?
It helps boost your creativity. It helps lower your heart rate. Resting has also been linked to boosting your immune system. It'll help with reducing your diabetes and high blood pressure. So when you think about these things that are ailments, some of this is that we can control simply by just having a nap or a rest break. I like, we have dance breaks and pauses throughout the day, but what about a rest break?
That part. This is revolutionary. Yeah, there we go. Thank you for finding my hand. Now, for people who aren't able to see you or meet you wherever you are, maybe they don't have access to this awesome zero gravity bed. What's the recommendation? What are some things that they could do?
Yeah.
Can I take these off?
Yeah, I could take these off. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Well, before we answer that, tell me.
Look, I'm not even
Friend,
the same
are you
woman.
Here?
It's Like, you can just keep talking. I don't need to be here anymore.
Do you
anymore.
Want me to take this off? Or you want to?
I guess, okay. Sure. Yeah. Nothing even matters anymore.
Well, let's just throw that wherever.
Really, whatever can happen right now.
You were a 7 before. Where are you now? Can you open your eyes?
I'm definitely like a 2. I mean, and that's mostly because I still have cameras here looking at me. Otherwise, I'd probably be at a -10 because I could just for real roll over and rest. I mean, that was rest.
That was rest. And so people who don't have access to me, they can just simply go in a quiet place and elevate their legs for 5 minutes. They could prop it up on a wall or a couch and just put some pillows behind themselves and just be in a zero gravity position. And then they could just do the inhale for 4, hold it, exhale for 6 seconds, repeat that cycle 3 to 5 times, and then they'll look like you.
Rested and relaxed. I don't even know how I'm looking right now. Let's see. Am I back together, friend?
You got a little Michael Jackson curl here, but
don't bring my level back up.
My bad. You great, friend. You zenned out. You were zenned out.
Thank you so much for bringing this to us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, goodness. Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break. I'll try not to be too long and fall asleep, but we'll be right back after this. Come back. Welcome back. Before we go, I have to say thank you to my guests for teaching us how to sleep better, why it's so important. Thank you to Houston Methodist Clear Lake, and thank you to the Nap Bar. You guys, check them out so you can get your sleep right. And check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Chatting with Chelsea, and keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox. And we'll see you on the next Chatting with Chelsea.